الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد المسجد الحرام والمسجد النبوي والمسجد الأقصى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمنون كرجل واحد إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد لسيد الشريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم نقش قدم نبي کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer, master of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is only by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has made us Muslims. May Allah protect our iman. Let us die with iman. And rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman. We have the gathering of Jumu'ah. May Allah accept our assembly of Jumu'ah. Make it a means of Hidayat for us. And make it easy for us to perform all our Salat with Jama'ah. We are fortunate in the month of Rajab. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us a dua. So I will recite the dua I wish you to recite with me. Allahumma. Allahumma. Barik lana. بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان وبلغنا رمضان The meaning of which is Oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Shaban and take us forth to Ramadan with your mercy. Who knows whether we're going to see a Ramadan? Only Allah knows. Last Ramadan, How many brothers and sisters throughout the world were here with us, oh, throughout different parts of the world. This Ramadan, they are gone to the court of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us die with iman, inshallah. Take us forth to Ramadan with spirituality, with physical preparation, emotional preparation. These are the stepping months to the month of Ramadan. And it is not a preparation only for getting the things, food. Generally, the women get excited, our sisters get excited, that let us prepare all the physical needs. But we have to look at spirituality. We are the reciters of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the powerful dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us and taught the sahaba. That till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, those will be reciting La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, it is important to do physical preparation, but more important to do spiritual preparation. Also in the month of Rajab, there is difference of opinion, but most of the ulama write that in the month of Rajab, there was a night that took place, the Laylatul Mi'raj. And I wish to talk to you something about Palestine, Lebanon and Mi'raj. It is all interrelated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us value our beautiful deen and appreciate the favors and bounties of Allah, especially in South Africa. We get visitors coming in from many parts of the world. They remind us, O Muslims of South Africa, you have so many favors, so many bounties, value and appreciate it. Whether it is ulama, whether it is doctors, whether it is visitors coming only to our country. They say in our country we don't have so many bounties and so many favors and so many pleasures. May Allah protect our iman, keep us with izzat and honor, and keep Islam alive till our dying moments, till generations to come, inshallah. How is this going to happen? Let us look at the ayah of Surah Bani Israel, the first ayah of the 15 juz, which is known as Surah Isra as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ilal masjid al-aqsa. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had taken his servant by night. The servant here is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From Masjid al-Haram ilal Masjid al-Aqsa. From Masjid al-Haram, the first house of Allah, in Ka'batullah, Makkatul Mukarrama, Zadahumullah Sharafa. May Allah bless the holy lands and take us for Umrah and for Hajj with muhabbat and love. And may we come back with the noor of Allah from Ka'batullah and Madina Munawwara with the noor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken from Makkatul Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa, the second house built on earth. It is said that this house, Masjid al-Aqsa, there was a reason for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going there, to show him the maskan of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the land of the prophets. Every prophet alayhi salatu wa salam passed by Masjid al-Aqsa. This was the first qibla of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, later from the Haramain, when namaz became farz. 16, 17 months he faced Masjid al-Aqsa. But a miracle took place. From the 10,000 or so odd miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one we have in our lives, hold fast to it. وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast to the rope of Allah, the Kalamullah, Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hold fast, O Muslims. That is the apparent miracle which we see in our hands in a written form. Kalamullah, the word of Allah. May Allah make us among the true reciters of the Quran. Not only reciters, implementing the injunctions of the Quran. Make us ambassadors of the Quran. Make us walking Qurans, inshallah. Promote the Quran. Get in the habit of reading the Quran from Rajab. So when Ramadan comes, our time is regulated. Get in the habit of keeping nafil fast and sunnat fast on Mondays and Thursdays, so that when Ramadan comes, it is not difficult. Whole year we had the bounties of Allah. What about preparation for Ramadan in this way? Many other miracles of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in ahadith, in the Quran Kareem. But the miracle of Mi'raj and Isra, the first journey is known as Isra. The journey upwards is known as Mi'raj. I'm not going to tackle on the whole topic, but I want to say about Masjid al-Aqsa. Why was he taken there? To show the signs. لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا. To show him the signs, not only there, above the skies, in the heavens, to show the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, the might of Allah, the signs of Allah. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami, he listens to everything, and Basir, he sees everything. Keep this ayat focused. At all times when you hear Masjid al-Aqsa, when you hear Palestine, when you hear Lebanon, when you hear Syria, Iraq, all this Bilad al-Sham is referred to. 70 inferences in the Quran refers to Bilad al-Sham. The Mubarak lands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect the Mubarak lands from the Hasideen and the Shayateen. Many ahadith, there's a book of 40 ahadith on the virtues of Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine only. لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said it is not permissible to make ziyarat, especially to go and visit three masajid. One is كعبة المشرفة, مسجد الحرام in Makkah. زادهم الله شرفا, Allah bless the Mubarak lands, Allah take us to Makkah and Medina. Allah bring the nur of Makkah into our hearts and rejuvenate our iman. Sahaba left Makkah by the command of Allah and the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the protection and preservation of deen. That is how we have become Muslims. Madina Munawwara, Zadahumullahu Sharafa, Masjid Nabawi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Virtues are great, that one namaz you read so much sawab, one namaz you read so much sawab. What do you come back from Madina Munawwara with? Not only the khajur and zamzam. Come back with the nur of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And Masjid al-Aqsa, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us there. Liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Brothers in Islam, Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was made Imam al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. On the night of Mi'raj, he was taken. It is not a recurring night that it comes every year, understand this. They are auspicious nights. Laylatul Nisfi Shaban, Laylatul Qadr, these are recurring nights. But that episode took place. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam led him in sajda. There was a form of a prayer we call salah. There was no salah at that time. And all the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam assembled. We will not fathom how this journey took place. It is part of our aqidah and iman. It took place, a physical journey. Whoever denies it, it is a scientific world. We can say without a rocket how he went. No, by the command of Allah, in the company of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And he did not go. He was called and welcome and invited. He performed the salah, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. He met the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. He was given the goblets to drink from. He chose milk, fitrah. This deenul fitrah. And understand this, he was bestowed with wisdom and knowledge. As he went up to the heavens, I'm coming to the crux of what I'm going to say. He met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, that give salams to your ummah and tell them there is a portion of Jannah barren. Fill up that with orchards, fill up that with gardens of the most desired fruits they desire. With what? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, tell them keeping tasbih, tahleel, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Brothers in Islam, whenever the Sahaba alighted, they said Allahu Akbar. Whenever they descended, they said Subhanallah. Why don't we bring it in our lives? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says Subhanalladhi, something extraordinary, a supernatural act, the command of Allah. He takes his servant up to the heavens. That is why he says Subhanallah. Something strange happens, we should say Subhanallah. Something good happens, we should say MashaAllah. Why don't we open the door and say Bismillah? Close the door and say Bismillah. And then we are crying, the crime wave is too great in our country. The key to Jannah is in our hands. The key to success is in our hands. We have broken the key or thrown the key away. Whenever my Nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam opened the door, he said Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When he closed the door, he said Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salam to a Muslim, that is da'wat and dua. Get in the habit of practicing on the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then inshallah we'll get the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he goes up the various heavens, he meets the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. At Sidratul Muntaha, where the low tree is, he sees Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his full might. They say his head was by the arsh of Allah and his feet was on dahta sara, below the grounds. In the tafasir you will find it. 600 wings. Before an eye blink of hours, he travels up and down several times. But yet he says that if I go across this, it is not the command of Allah for me to come. You will have to go. If I go across this line, my 600 wings will burn. Sidratul Muntaha par jo pahunche Nabi, Jibril kehne lage, eh Habib e Khuda, ab siwa aapke, isse aage jo jayega, jal jayega. The command of Allah was, O Nabi of Allah, you are welcome. He goes further, he sees the powers of Allah. He sees the Qudrat of Allah. He offers his greetings to Allah. And brothers, if we don't believe, follow, guide, accept, learn from the ulama, read the Quran. We have to believe. He saw Jannat and Jahannam with his eyes. The people tell us, JC Karni, WC Barni, Na Mane to Karke Dek, Jannat bhi hai, Jahannam bhi hai, Na Mane to Marke Dek. Every action has a reaction. What goes around comes around. The day of Qiyamah is coming, he told us, we must believe in it. If we deny it, we are out of the fold of Islam. Jannat is there, he's seen it. He told us the good fortune of Jannat. And he saw the punishments of Jahannam and he warned us. If we don't believe it, then wait to die and see. It will be too late. We will cry tears of blood. What did he say when he met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Oh Allah, all my ibadat is only for you. All praises for you. Everything that I possess is only for you. I sacrifice it for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, As-salamu alayka ayyuan nabi. Oh my Nabi of Allah, may peace be upon you. Wa rahmatullah, my mercy upon you. Wa barakatu, and Allah bless you. My Nabi of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Khatam al-Nabiyin, Rahmatul lil-alameen, the harbinger of mercy, makes dua for his ummah. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Oh Allah, not only on me, on my righteous servants till the day of Qiyamah. Every ummati, every reciter of the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har kaam kaam nahi, Nabi ka kaam kaam hai. When he came back with that dard, that how can each person, not only the Muslim, the non-Muslim, the kafir, the Jew, the Hinud, whoever may be, can be saved from that fire of Jahannam which he saw with his eyes. That's why Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah has written that if a person dies in some corner of the earth without Iman, it should be our concern that we came to know we could not reach him, that he could die with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make this work of dawat and tabligh our work. Jihad is farz kifaya, a small group. Jihad of nafs is farz. Farz ayn on all. Taqwa is farz on all. And coming back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted him with tuhfatul mi'raj. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'mineen. Salat, the greatest pillar. As-salatu imadud deen. Man aqamaha faqad aqamad deen. Whoever stands upon salah, he has stood upon his deen. It was so significant that he received 50 salat as a gift. He took it and came. Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he met him on the way, he said, what did Allah give you? Allah gave me salat. Allah gave me the last few verses of Surah Baqarah. Allah taught me so many things. He said, go back and tell you Allah that the Bani Israel could not perform so many times salah. How can your ummah perform salah? Imagine, brothers, 24 hours, 50 times salat. You would have only been in the masjid. You would have had an abnormal life. My Allah is Rahman and Rahim. Malikul Mulki Dhul Jalali Wal Ikram. Sees the face of Allah going, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going up and down. Welcomes him to his court. O Nabi of Allah, what do you want? Bring about decrease. Bring about decrease. Finally, he tells him, tell your ummah, perform 5 salah. We will give them the reward of 50 salah. You make one sajda on the ground, it will make the arsh of Allah shake. You make dua on the ground of Allah, Allah's arsh shakes. Brothers in Islam, the next day Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came in the human form to teach Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam the methodology of salah. We heard about salah. We hear about Miraj every year. What is the condition of our salat in our lives? Did we learn the salah? Do we know the faraiz of salah? If it's 2 minutes extra, the imam sahab should be fired. Go to the fastest mosque for Taraweeh. This is the condition. During the battle of Ahzab, when the confederates were attacking Madinatul Munawwara to destroy the Muslim army, what is happening now? Al-Kufru Millatun Wahida. They have ganged against the Muslims. Be it so by the command of Allah. What did my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do if he resorted to Salah? Whenever there were rains, he resorted to salah. When there were floods, he resorted to salah. When there was drought, he resorted to salah. We are running out of the masjid. Last in, first out. Up, down, touch down. This is our salah. Reflect, brothers. I talk for myself. I talk for my brothers that we should change our habit. Beautify our salah. So much that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Oh my sahaba, perform your salah like you see me performing salah. He taught the sahaba practical salah, not only the theory of salah. We learn the theory in primary school and madrasa. In Fazail Amal, they are encouraged to perform the salah. And those who neglect the salah, the harms are given. We read it every day. But what is the asar of our salah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the battle of Ahzab, in sajda he makes a dua, Tafsir ibn Kathir, you will find it. I'm going to teach you this dua today, inshallah. Read this dua, you'll see the help of Allah coming. Our iman must become strong. We have to become rectified with our character, not only with ibadat. Ibadat is one, imaniyat is one, muasharat, muamalat, and akhlaqiyat. All this will bring about total deen in our lives. He said, La ilaha illallah wahdah. Oh Allah, you are the one Allah. Oh Allah, you are the only mighty Allah. Sadaqa wa'adah. You are true to your promise. You have fulfilled your promise. Wa nasara abdah. And your help has come to your servant. Confidently he cries in sajda. This with this dua. Wa a'azza jundah. And you honored the Muslims, a small group with a great army of Malaikatul Mukarrameen. وَهَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ وَحْدَهُ. And he defeated the confederates alone. فَلَا شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهُ. Oh Allah, if this is done, then there will be nothing after this. Otherwise, the reciters of the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be destroyed. Brothers in Islam, the help of Allah came. Because the Sahaba were connected to Rasulullah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was connected. We are far away. Name Muslims, Ramadani Muslims, Juma Muslims. A Sahabi gives his hand in the path of Allah. He gives his life for the path of Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, he will stand up in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, oh my Nabi, I gave my hand in the path of Allah. What did the Muslims of South Africa give for your sake, Ya Allah? Ya Rasulullah? Did we spend our time, our energy, our wealth, our blood for the sake of Allah? No fairy tale. Coming back to our time now, the last few minutes. People are giving their lives, brothers. It should affect us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the ummah is one. We are worried about our individual self. What about the collective ummah? We make part of the ummah. If the ummah feels the pain, we should feel the pain. If your eye is sore, the whole body is sore. I wish to read a poem and then the end off. This is a very touchy poem written in Urdu about a Palestinian child that stands up for haq. Standing and throwing a stone against an Israeli tanker. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. We can draw the treasures of Allah by dua, by helping our brothers, by sending oil, by helping the people of Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa. We'll get the sawab of reading salah in Masjid al-Aqsa, inshallah. Quickly, I will end off. Filistini bachcho ko mera salam. This is written by a shair from Pakistan. And he says that I salute the children of Palestine. Jiske maasoom tan se hai jari lahu. That from the innocent bodies, the sinless bodies, the blood is oozing out. Brothers in Islam, our child gets sick, how do we feel? Our mother gets sick, how do we feel? When we get a headache, the whole family comes to know. Imagine somebody passes away in our family, how do we feel? Your whole nation is going to be wiped out. And do we not feel anything? Jiski dharti se utti hai barudi bu. From their bodies come out the smoke of chemicals of all such filthy weapons. Jiske jaddo jahed ko main keh do salam. I salute the jaddo jahed, the sacrifices. Jisme hai zindagi, jisme hai jistudu. Is giving a new life, is giving a new hope. Somebody's blood will have to be sacrificed for the deen to come alive. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blood was sacrificed at Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his time and wealth and energy for the sake of the deen of Allah. Today we are proud Muslims. What did we sacrifice for the deen of Allah? Is Palestini bachcho ko mera salam. Mehri Aqsa ka wo ek mujahid bhi hai. He's standing up for Masjid al-Aqsa. A young lad of 10 years stands up and throws stones. You think he's insignificant? In the enemy's eyes, it is a massive bomb. One bomb, the two-ton bomb raining on masoom children playing football in the streets. Are we not shocked? Umar choti hai, lekin wo qaid bhi hai. His age may be small, but he is a leader. He's standing up on haq la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sankro zulm ki wo dastane liye hue. He's standing with thousands of stories of atrocities and oppression with him. Sankro sarkato ka wo shahid hai. He has witnessed a young lad of 10 years, has witnessed thousands of people being massacred and butchered in front of him. Brothers in Islam, we should be shocked. We should be in a different state of mind, giving up our pomp and show, our luxuries, and coming back to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Jiske behno ki ismat bhi looti gayi, our sisters' izzat, honor, have been abused. They have raped our sisters. Paak daman thi, hurmat bhi looti gayi. They were pure and sacred. They have been ripped of their honor and chastity and modesty. Jiske seene be ubarti hai nisha be shumar. They have butchered, massacred our masoom children, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers. Be saharo ki izzat bhi looti gayi. They have no one to turn to. Is Palestini bachcho ko mera salam. I salute these children who are giving their lives. Ja baja wahshato ki hai manzar waha. It is a depressing sight. There, brothers, we are far away. The blood of a Lebanese has become cheaper than water and petrol. Just think about it. Jal raha hai wahan, to dekho har ghar wahan. Every house in Palestine, every house in Lebanon, every house throughout the world, Afghanistan, Chechnya is burning. Jiski manzil hai azadi kul zameen. Not only Masjid al-Aqsa and the whole of Palestine should be theirs. It is the problem of the Ummah. They don't only want the land, they want the honor of Masjid al-Aqsa to be given. Jinka manshur hai takbir Allahu Akbar. This is the constitution that is standing up in the name of Allah. The same Allah that came to Badr, the same Allah that came to Uhud, the same Allah that came to Ghazwat al-Ahzab. Inshallah, we believe in the same Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the mujahideen. Wo mere deen wo millat ka pasba hai. They are our brothers in Islam. We call them Muslims. We say we are Muslim. The stand of Ukhuwa is stand up and give your time, energy, wealth for the sake of our brothers. Jiske halat pe khud kaamp raha utha asman. You think the asman, Allah is not watching from the skies. Allah can send his angels. He's sending his angels. But we have to have the yaqeen that may Allah in tansurullah yansurukum ala inna nasrallahi qareeb wala tahinu wala tahzanu wa antumul aloon in kuntum mu'mineen. You will get victory if you are true believers. Iske maasoom seene seene bhi chalni ho gayi. It is butchered as if it's a strainer. It's completely broken into pieces. Al-Aman, Al-Aman. He's crying out that, oh Allah, help, bring about protection. What has happened? Poochta hai. He's asking. This Mujahid is asking a 10-year-old boy. Musalman, kidhar mar gaye? Where have you passed away, oh brothers? Where have we gone? Are we not showing solidarity with our brothers in Palestine and other parts of the world? Come back, be part of the Ummah. Sekro ghar liye sekro sarkate. Every house has a shaheed. Pasbane haram. He's standing up for the haram of Masjid al-Aqsa. Ek sahyuni ke bache se sab dar gaye. You are frightened for one small person. Brothers in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. May Allah give shifa to all those who are sick. May Allah take out our brothers from the prisons. May Allah liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah bring victory, inshallah. Come back to the life of Sunnah. Come back to the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Taraktu feekum amrain. Lan tadillu ma tamassaktum bihima kitabullahi wa sunnati. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi said, you won't get success until you come hold fast to the Quran and come back to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect us, keep us with iman. Let us die with iman. Let us rise on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.